I think that Walmart and Sam's undoubtedly will be the greatest retailing force that the world's ever seen. Isn't it true? The more you help someone else, the more it helps yourself become a better person.
It was the sound of founder Sam Walton's voice that marked the beginning of the 2012 annual Walmart shareholders meeting and Golden Jubilee celebrations this morning inside the Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville. The space, home to the Razorback basketball teams, was packed with close to 14,000 people, 9,000 shareholders and 5,000 associates from all over the world. The meeting began with Rob Walton, chairman of the board of directors of Walmart Stores Incorporated, welcoming the crowd against the backdrop of Sam Walton's original Walton Five and Dime store in Bentonville that now serves as the Walmart Visitors Center.
A long time ago, and stepping through those doors brings back lots of memories of the early days, spending time in this 5 and 10 cent store in Bentonville with my brothers and my sister. It was a really special time and place. It was where Dad experimented with his own blend of new ideas and timeless values that would change retail forever. It's where we cut our teeth. We didn't know it then, but it became the foundation for everything that's followed.
Walton then invited his sister Alice Walton and brother Jim Walton, who's also a member of the board of directors, on stage to share stories about growing up in the Walton household and running the family business.
My favorite job, 10-cent jumbo popcorn. We had bags this big, and Dad figured out that the movie theater down the street on Saturday sold little bitty bags of popcorn for 10 cents. So we set our popcorn machine right outside the front of the store and happily gave it to all the movie customers. Three times as much popcorn.
Walmart associates from all over the world started arriving in Northwest Arkansas earlier this week. According to Erica Jones from Walmart Corporate Affairs, the 5,000 associates from 27 countries, including the United States, were selected by their peers to attend the meeting. Not all stores are represented at the shareholders' meetings and are alternated each year, even and odd numbers. Walmart operates more than 10,000 stores around the globe. In-country coordinators choose the apparel associates wear, and each nation wears certain colors. Dressed in these bright, colorful t-shirts, the associates took every opportunity to explore what the region has to offer, including Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and the tiniest Walmart on the planet here on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville. Earlier this week, question and answer sessions with top Walmart executives were also hosted at Embassy Suites in Rogers. This morning, after welcoming the shareholders and associates, Rob Walton welcomed the MC of the event.
You know, there's one other thing that Dad taught us too, and that was not to take ourselves too seriously and have a little fun. He used to do hokey stuff. I still remember he lost a bet to David Glass one time about how much percentage profit the company could make, and he had to do a hula on Wall Street, right on Wall Street. And that was hokey. But anyway, we survived. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake, wearing a hula skirt, drew wild applause from the audience. Then the jokes began.
Now, you know, when I was contacted to host the 50th anniversary shareholders meeting, I was excited. So as a responsible host, I began to do some research on Walmart. Tons and tons and hours research. Basically, I Googled Walmart. And
The morning was star-studded, so much so that at times it was easy to forget that it was a business meeting after all. Videos starring Walmart associates and Timberlake's jokes preceded and followed performances by Zac Brown Band from Atlanta, Georgia. Where the wind blows, babe, you can bet. Popular Latin American singer Juanes. Lionel Richie. Come on and sing along, everybody, all night long. I can't hear your turn. And another singer-songwriter who was introduced as a Walmart shopper from Nashville, Tennessee.
You guys really do like the customers. Okay, so, hi, what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Taylor, I'm from Nashville.
Right. Nashville. Taylor, what do you do for a living in Nashville?
I'm a singer.
Of course you are. A singer. Whatever. I guess if you're a singer and you live in Nashville, you're probably a songwriter too.
Yeah, and I have 6 Grammys too.
Okay. Waitress.
And Timberlake wasn't the only one cracking jokes. President and CEO of Walmart International, Doug McMillon, while discussing the importance of localizing everyday products such as Coca-Cola, took an opportunity to add a mix of spices to the soda drink before offering it to his boss, President and CEO of Walmart Stores Incorporated, Michael Duke.
I know you've been to India a lot. Have you ever had a masala Coke? Welcome. Give it a try. He liked it, I think. What do you think?
Fantastic.
Fantastic, he says. Thanks for trying it and demonstrating it for everyone. You know that taste you have in your mouth right now? That's going to be there for about 48 hours. They had me try that the other day, and I thought, I have got to do this to somebody else.
The morning also saw Sean Baldwin, Senior Vice President of Fresh for Sam's Club US, being presented with the 2012 Sam Walton Entrepreneur Award. During the final hour, a mix of performances by artists from countries including South Africa, China, and the US was followed by a flag march with associates from the 27 countries Walmart boasts its presence in, carrying the respective flags. Remarks by Walmart Stores Incorporated President and CEO Michael Duke and a performance by singer Celine Dion marked the end of this year's event. But the sentiment shared by Rob Walton at the very start of the meeting indicated the beginning of another enthusiastic, forward-looking 50 years.
Little did we know, 50 years ago, when we opened the first store in Rogers, we had only just begun. And 20 years ago, when Dad handed over Walmart to the next generation of leaders, we had only just begun. And today, as we stand on the edge of a new era in retail, we've still only just begun to help people save money and live better. Do you believe it? Do you agree?
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.